You're listening to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, we're looking at the early church through the Book of Acts and Paul's letters. An opportunity Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Hello, it's Friday. The weekend is nearly here. Thank you again for listening to the podcast. We pray that God's been speaking to you through the Bible this week. And if you've been finding these reflections helpful, why not tell a friend about them? This week, we've been digging into Colossians. On Monday, we were reminded that as we look to Jesus, we remember that he calls us to live a different life, a changed life. A life that it's only possible to live through his resurrection power at work within us. And over the past couple of days, we've been looking at some of the hallmarks of this new life that we find in Christ. On Wednesday, we saw that we're called to a life of love. Yesterday was centered around our relationships. Today, it's all about prayer. Today's passage is Colossians 4, verses 2 to 9. Here's verse 2, taken from the ESV version. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. We've just had a prayer day here at STC. Lots of our church family gathered here to pray over the course of the day. And many were also receiving emails so they could pray online at work. These are really great days. It's such a powerful thing when we gather as a whole church community to pray and to worship, because it's the church doing what it's called to do, and that's to pray. That is one of the central hallmarks of the new life that we find in Christ, and it's right at the heart of the communities that we're seeking to build here at STC. We see in today's passage, which you can hear read out in full at the end, that this is nothing new. It was right at the heart of the early church, these households of faith. Paul instructs the believers to continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Paul writes, continue steadfastly in prayer. Our prayer life is to be constant. One of the most powerful things about the prayer day we've just had was that whether it was a handful of folk praying or a crowd of 150 that gathered during the course of the day, someone was praying at some point. It was constant prayer. A few years ago, I was part of STC College, our discipleship year here. And one of the most important things I learned during that time was how to pray, and in particular, the discipline of prayer. We prayed with the staff team at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. We prayed before lunch, and often we prayed during sessions. I'd only been a Christian a couple of years and I couldn't get over how much praying we were doing. Sometimes I felt like it, sometimes I didn't. Sometimes I felt connected to God and in the zone. Other times I was thinking about which sandwich I'd be having for lunch. In fact, I was often doing that. But regardless of how I felt, we prayed. We showed up and we prayed. And I carried that over into my life outside of the college. As a teacher, I found myself offering up prayers throughout the school day for children, for the lessons that I had coming up, for a staff member who was struggling. And I've carried that on in my life since. So Paul is saying here that prayer is something that we have to persevere in. It's something we have to keep pressing into. And that's why prayer in community is so important. Sometimes we'll feel like it, other times we won't. Sometimes we'll feel like everything is just in the right place and we're in the zone and ready to go. Other times we'll feel like we'd rather do anything else but pray. But as we gather together and as we meet in our communities, regardless of how we feel, we spur with one another on to pray. We help each other stand firm in prayer, remembering that our God is faithful. Continue steadfastly in prayer, Paul writes, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Thankfulness is something we've heard lots about recently on the podcast. Mick shared a great thought on this last week. Do check it out. Our prayer is to be all wrapped up in thanksgiving. It's so important to be thankful when we pray. We often start our collective times of prayer here at STC with giving thanks. Giving thanks for God's provision, for people he's placed into our lives, our days. Because as we do so, we realise it's not about us. It's about him. We remember that Jesus is Lord, that in him we found a better way to live, and that enables us to continue to press into prayer, yes, for ourselves, but for our families, for our friends, for our schoolmates, our colleagues, so that they might experience this new life in Christ too. A prayer. Jesus, we thank you for the gift of prayer. Thank you, Lord, that you taught us how to pray. And we say these words together now. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead.
Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 to 9. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray also for us that God may open to us a door for the word to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison, that I may make it clear, which is how I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom towards outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Titus will tell you about my activities. He is a beloved brother and faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage your hearts. And with him, Onesimus, our faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they will tell you of everything that has taken place here.